This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I was saying, down. Where was I? It's me, Andross. Star Fox is mad at him. You know this guy? I don't get into that, any of that stuff. I don't bring up Star Fox anymore.
Safer to go. This is my relationship with Andross.
Yes, thank you.
And Star Fox has his, and I have my relationship with Star Fox.
With Star Fox, and I keep those this far apart. So we're at the dinner convention where you go to the convention center, and it's like the booth set up for like different things you can have for dinner.
The foods.
And so there's like the pasta booth and like the...
Oh, they had that?
Yes, pasta was there, yes. Oh, last second.
Oh, nice.
And like moussaka, there's a moussaka area.
Whoa.
And I get to the Chick-fil-A. It's like this whole thing, it's this whole setup. And the cows are there. And the cows are like...
Tricking you.
Well...
They're really tricking you.
I know, but like, they've been doing this for a long time, and they're like really like into it now, and because it has
but
been
they
working.
Have an ulterior motive.
I know, yes. So, Andross explained this to me, that they are trying to get people to eat the chicken instead of them.
Yes, no, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because... It's good chicken.
Yeah.
And they want you to think, oh, we're just here to help out, tell you to eat the good chicken.
Yeah.
But Hayes.
Yeah. And they painted those signs.
They have a reason.
Yeah.
Well, and their spelling's not great.
Yeah. So now, anyway, what they're trying to do, this has worked so well, they're trying to get us to all eat chicken milk.
Oh. Because so they don't like, want to get how jerked far, off how in much, a bucket anymore.
Yes. So they're like, how much farther can we go with this?
Yeah.
And so they've got all this chicken milk out, and they're like really zeroing in on me for some reason. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but they're like, eat that. And so.
Well, you're the milkman.
Yeah, but not like. I have not been the milkman for an extremely long time.
You had a long career in pro wrestling as the milkman.
Yeah.
You would show up and deliver the pain.
Yes.
Out of a nice, fresh glass bottle.
Yeah. And that was another kind
of
trick.
And you'd leave with the misses of the house as well, if I
Because they would think that they were just getting a tall glass of milk, but it ends up being glass.
Mm-hmm. Of
in
milk.
In their nose.
Oh, yeah,
so,
in their nose.
The chicken milk.
Oof.
They want me to eat this stuff. And you do eat it because it's like...
It's mostly feathers.
There are feathers in it. It's like... It's not white.
Mmm.
It's like dark gray.
Uh-huh.
You eat it with a fork.
Yeah.
Not even with a spoon. And so I... Like, now I'm suddenly part of the show.
Oh,
and people are like, eat it,
no,
eat it.
Hayes. And you're not even getting paid.
I know. Yes. And so I take a big snip, but they're like, sniff it first. And so I sniff it. It smells cold. It's like all cold. It
smells cold, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cold. Ooh.
And so I eat it. I take a big bite, and I have a sort of a funny joke prepared.
Oh, no.
And I, right?
I would expect nothing less, good sir.
And so can you guess what my joke was?
Oh, yeah, about the chicken milk?
I'm eating
chicken
milk.
Uh-huh.
And I have one, it's three words.
It's a three-word joke?
Three-word joke. And I turn to the audience
buck,
and
buck,
I smile. No.
No, okay.
I turn to the audience and I smile. This is what I want to do.
Stops here.
I turn,
oh.
That's four. I turn to the audience, I smile, and I say, tastes like chicken. But instead, I do a big barf. I go, I get like T-A
as part of the joke.
They ultimately, I tried. I was like smiling as I was doing.
Played it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to everybody dropping names with their copy line back always in this industry we call showbiz.
What up? What up?
Thank you for coming to the big show.
The big show, everyone.
We
everyone's favorite platform, Stitcher Premium. I fucking love this job so much. It's the best job in the world.
They are. I don't just plug Stitcher Premium as like an employee. I do it as like a fan first. Yeah. And I sometimes forget that I even have a financial relationship with Stitcher Premium.
I literally forgot I worked there.
Yeah.
I literally forgot I worked there. I just was telling someone about it because I love listening to all the shows.
Yeah.
And then I accidentally, every once in a while, big huge check shows up at the mail.
Yes.
This is the best damn job in the world.
Yes.
God, I love my job.
And it's almost like we're doing it for free for 3 years. I can tell you have something big to say. Go ahead.
Don't tell them. It's a big secret. Please don't ever tell anyone. I'd do it for free.
Yeah. Right. That's what I say. We did do that for a very long time.
I'd pay them.
So there's a Stitcher Premium show. We is a Hollywood show. We talk about Hollywood on the show. We talk about movies. We talk about TV. We would be making a mistake to not talk about what's going on in Hollywood right now. So the sort of big Hollywood news, which is... This is good for me because people at home will think that what I'm saying is funny. The Hollywood status, current Hollywood status, is potential strike.
And scary.
The Writers Guild is having a
fight.
Yes,
with there their is a dad, major fight basically.
Happening. Yes.
Hey, look, to put it in terms you all can understand. Not everybody works in showbiz. They're having a fight with their dad.
And there are dad.
Your dad ever come down on you too hard, and you go like, "Hey, man, screw you, pal."
Right.
Well, that's what's going on.
And they are our dad, so that's grandpa.
Yeah.
And we're like kind of upstairs in the tub, and mom put us in there just to be like, just take a tub.
Just cool out, yeah.
Just take a little tubby, but we can kind of hear.
The ducky,
we can kind of hear what's going on.
Oh, yeah. And we got our bathing suits on.
And you're scared. And you're scared, and I'm comforting you.
Oh, yeah.
We are members of the guild, of the Writers Guild, mm-hmm. and we did take the writer's oath.
Yeah, and we had to get the badge
yes.
inserted under our skin.
Do you want to do the writer's guild oath? We say, I pledge.
I am promised
to always tell the truth.
I always never going to be fake or lie.
And unless it's time to be funny.
And then when it's, yes.
Yes.
And then it's okay.
Yes.
And so we really take that seriously. We do.
Yeah.
In fact, we do.
And so we support our guys in the war.
Solid.
Solid. But we do want to address people, conversations. We have set up employment. If there is a strike, we have set up some work opportunities.
You got to eat.
And it's not scat people.
We just want to get out in front of
scabbing around.
Everybody goes like, you're scabbing. You're crossing the line.
Disgusting.
We just want to explain really quickly, and we're just going to burn through it. You'll understand. You can tell your friends when they go, we heard those guys are scabbing. No, they're not. You're scabbing on your knee, and the guy's and the guy's got a scrape.
And it's harsh,
knee.
But it has to be said.
So that's what you tell them, because in fact, we're not. And what we're doing is, we're just going to be working on a boat.
Yeah, we are going to be writing TV shows, but this time it is on a cruise ship, so it is not in America.
International waters.
It's called the Writers Guild of America, and we are writing on the Writers Guild of the boat.
So, technically.
And the shows are not the same. The shows are...
No.
I'm going to be working on...
It's the boat office.
Yes, the boat office.
It's parks and boat recreation.
Yeah.
It's boat bash.
I'm doing. Did you get an offer on boat Blackish-ish? Which is black. The scripts are the same as Blackish, but some of the characters are not black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing punch up on their life vests. What do I mean? But that.
And I'm also, that's not the only, we're also going to be joining a Chinese basketball team, which it is not Chinese basketball season, really. It's it's their off season. But what they do in the off season, people don't realize what they do over there. The rules are you write jokes for James Corden in the off season on a Chinese basketball league.
Yeah. And here's one of the jokes. La 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 la.
So
he will crush that. So we start talking to our guests. Hey.
Yeah, okay. Well, first I want to talk about sort of a new thing we're doing for the show.
And his ears
for
are
you
perking
guys,
up back there.
Because this is a special. You guys came all the way here in one car. And we do want to reward you for that. And also go a little different direction than we've gone in the past on the show. We believe in sex positivity. We don't talk about it a lot because that's the culture. The culture is like, oh, this is like,
it's
you
taboo.
Should be scared of this.
You know, no one's
like,
allowed
you don't
to mention.
Talk about, and people want to like cover it up with their hands.
They literally call them unmentionables, your underpants.
Yes.
And I think it's time to start mentioning them on this podcast tonight.
People are in their underpants, right?
Uh-huh.
Covering it up with both hands, tiptoeing off stage. That's what most people are doing. And they're going, tiptoeing off stage in their underpants. But I'm pulling them off, pulling the hands off. That's what I would like to see
in
more
a way,
of.
But they like it. Not in a mean way. And we now go, okay, is there anyone we know who embodies sex positivity? Is there anyone
that kind of
we
like
know
open sexual openness
who has been way ahead of the curve on this thing and just saying like, "Hey, I got this stuff down here, and sometimes I do stuff with it."
Yeah,
and there
and he's
is
taking you on that journey with him.
Yeah,
like you're in there, in the room while he's doing all this
he's
stuff.
He's inside it with you.
And so we have him here tonight. It's Camille Nanjiani, and he's coming out now. Thank you for doing this. Is really great to have you here for the new sort of
Special K. What up, dude?
Is that a power move?
You tell me, muchacho.
We should get comfortable because that's
okay.
What
well,
this
let's
is.
Nobody do their feet on them. Yeah.
I didn't know that this was the sex episode. You guys didn't tell me about that.
Well, couldn't you guess when we wanted you to be our guest?
No, last time I did it, it was video games, which is much more.
It was Fight Haver, Fast Drive. We did the game.
Fast Drive Edition, yeah.
I remember. That's
which is a big game.
How did that go? You know, it seems like something that you might. What's the
going
status
on with
about?
It? Are you still striking over that too? The how video
did,
game stuff.
How did that go?
We shot the whole thing.
You shot the game?
Yes.
We shot it on our phones.
What do you mean you shot the game?
Just as like a presentation
you
for the
shot
game
it?
Guys,
it's
we
a
thought
sizzle.
It would be good for them to see what sort
oh,
of
you
what
guys
it would
made
look
a sizz?
Like.
We made a sizzle.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys made a sizz.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sizzed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We sizzled it. And it's going, it's so hot right now. It's one of the hottest properties going around the rooms.
And so Sean is driving around and he's running, like, having fights.
I remember the fucking game.
You haven't seen the technology behind it.
It's just you guys on your phones filming.
No, I'm on his shoulders. Because you need that view, that special view. Because you see some of these games, and you have to get in a very specific spot. So I have to be kind of on his shoulder.
So wait, so you've played games, and your takeaway from playing
games
is...
We watch the game. So you go to Best Buy, and some of these kids, like, you watch them play these games. These kids are...
They're insane.
Are something else.
They're insane. And I'm literally going like, this is crazy or something. But at the same time, it's kind of cool.
So there's like this like special view where it's like the hands poking out. Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm talking about? The hands. And so I'm on Sean's shoulders.
The hands poking out.
Upside down. Legs behind his head. Hanging back. Phone right side up. pointing out with the hands.
I'm not picturing it.
How, what
again?
Am I doing wrong, Sean? How can I do it more clearly?
On did you shoulder, talk about your legs?
I said my feet are sort of locked behind his neck.
Okay, so your crotch is in his face and your feet are locked behind his neck.
Well, so you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
And wait, okay,
always
okay.
Always pushing it there. Always like.
Yes, but that's why we wanted you.
We really love it.
You are like, hey, boundaries. Could you beat it for a second? Yeah. I mean, that's always been your
Nobody
trademark.
Is less comfortable with sex than I am. I hate my body. I hate that it can do things. I hate almost everything it wants to do. It's not good at doing any
so
of them.
So humble.
It's so, yeah.
And the and humble too. What's the freakiest place you ever made whoopee?
What's the freakiest place? I didn't know it was. I thought it was more video game stuff. Can we talk about?
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know my bedroom. Ha. Huh?
Sick. Well.
Sick, you have a movie coming out.
I do. I have a project I worked on. I have a Hollywood project I worked on.
Did you want to, knowing you, did you want to make it the nasty version and accidentally type it wrong? Because the S and the D are right next to each other.
I will say for real, if I Google Big Sick, the third thing down is people, typos. Yeah. It's just like, I want a big sick inside me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, that's great for you.
It's a real...
People will think they want to put your movie in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the craziest place you ever made whoopee?
Oh, probably. You know, we should move on to another question. Just yeah. Time-wise, I think we're going to get slammed.
As Sean just said, if there's no time for him, there's certainly no time for me. So, I understand. Like,
and I'd love to answer that question. Like, yeah. That's what's so crazy.
You guys are taking so long not answering the question. No. You could just answer the question. Where's the weirdest place you've made whoopee?
But what's even more interesting, maybe, is I have a really good, crazy answer that's sort of intriguing. But as one of the hosts of the show, co-host, sorry, Hayes. Yeah.
And so you can't keep up with the kind of like language we're feeding to each other silently, mm-hmm. of like time to move on to the
He's
next
He's been giving me this
thing.
Symbol of like, you better not answer if Camille throws it back to you.
Yes.
Because I've got a good question. I'm asking it
and
to you.
And as I'm getting ready to answer, he's giving it right back to
Oh, yeah.
To
I'm
me.
Going, now, hang on now. Fair's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What's good for the goose and so forth. And so, you know, that's sort of what's happening with us. But Hayes did have another question for you, and it is about that stuff.
Why do you like to get so nasty? What is it about that?
And follow up, are you addicted to it?
Yes.
I don't feel like any. I don't want to answer any of these questions. I feel like this is my business. Me getting. And I'm not saying I like to get nasty. Don't infer that from what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't want to comment on whether or not I get nasty.
And you crave the nastiness.
Okay. Don't put words or anything else in my mouth. Okay.
Okay. And I see what he's doing there. And he's plugging his movie again. Which Camille? I'm going to see it.
Thank you. It's called The Big Sick. It comes out in June and July.
Comes out in June and July.
Double dipping.
More movies should do that.
Comes out, goes back in its hole.
It's like the Disney vault. We put it out for a little while. Then we take it back.
Yeah.
Then we put it out again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It plays random days and times through the weeks. So it opens in June, and then it's gone for the rest of June.
Oh.
And then it comes back one random July.
Secret show.
Yeah. It's all secret show.
So the movie theater would just be like, we're playing a movie tonight.
And then it'll be the only untitled movie playing in the theaters this summer. That'll be your hint.
Cool.
Camille, you were telling us backstage that your romance language is touch.
Because we asked, of course, what is your romance language? expecting an answer like Spanish or Italian.
Mm-hmm.
But you responded with touch.
I really confided. I really told you that with the reasonable expectation that it wouldn't be brought up in a room full of strangers.
Right, sure.
And that's why we only brought it up in this room full of our friends.
Yeah. And that's interesting. Your relationship with your fans, I guess, is different. But for us, we've shared so much with them.
I have so many, I can't keep track of every single one. Like, you guys have this many.
Yeah.
Which is great for you. Yeah. That's so great. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, you got to keep at it. There'll be more of these guys.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I just, you know, who can, it's so many.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go back to when I could be friends with all of them.
It's nice.
I really miss the personal connection.
It's one big family.
We're kind of keeping it right there intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
We found a rather ingenious strategy to sort of...
Yes.
Knowing
all of our fans
base.
By name.
Yeah, no. I'm more brand than person now, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really think of myself as an entity,
yeah,
not as a person.
Did somebody come here from New York for this show?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm. That's not New York.
And see... But see, you don't even know how your fans watched you on TV. You don't know where what the story was for, like, how they got to the TV.
No, I don't.
I know that this guy came from somewhere close to New York.
Mm-hmm. That's why we don't want to put it on TV, you know, this podcast. It doesn't work as a show for me because I need to know who's watching it, how, where, why.
Yeah.
And that there's not that many of them.
I don't give a shit.
Camille...
We
top five erogenous zones, go.
Shaft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go. That's gotta be number one.
Yeah. Yes, that can be something of an erotic area, can't it?
I would say tip.
Wow.
Mm. Close second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can picture it.
Lefty. Lefty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Butthole.
Okay.
And then
yeah,
the righty.
That's got to be on the list. Sure.
Yeah.
So that's before righty.
And then righty, yeah.
That difference, have you...
Between lefty...
Yeah.
And then
that they're
righty?
Separated
yeah.
By that much.
It's not that much. It's very close, all three.
Okay. But that seems medical to me.
What do you mean seems medical
that,
to
that
you?
One, that lefty...
What do you mean seems medical?
I am trying...
What the fuck do you
I
mean?
I am trying to help you.
Okay.
And the fact that there would be such...
I don't know. Why?
That there would be such a difference between lefty... It goes lefty. You're
uh-huh.
getting such a different experience.
If you want to ask me a question and... Listen to my answer
yeah.
and accept it. Why do you have to challenge my answer?
We're not going to get to the bottom of this today.
And you never answered why you like to be so nasty.
Oh. Fair.
And this seems almost like a dodge of that.
It's question. Not a dodge. I ranked my top five.
Is it possible that that is... I wonder if that's in the movie and you don't want to give it away for free. You're saying...
Why I get...
Buy a ticket. Why you like to be so nasty.
Why do I... Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and how much you crave it. Yeah, and if I could just pose sort of a fun game that I thought of. So it's sort of a, you know, either-or thing. And would you prefer, Kumail... $1 million in a big house and mansion in a boat,
yeah.
or 15 minutes with a leggy brunette. And you can only pick one. And it's gotta be the brunette, my man.
So then it's not really a choice.
Right?
Not for me either.
Right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Enough chit-chat. Let's get down to biz.
Yeah, so a lot of these shows, these sexually upfront podcasts that are out there,
beginning
we'll just
to,
talk
yeah.
about it. We are going to, we Sean and I have been working on some scenes, some sort of, some erotic scenes.
As always, we can't turn it off. We got the creative faucet running on overdrive, and we get our, you know, creative water bill, and we go like, what the heck? And then we go like, I guess sounds right, because it's, you know. But we've been working on these scenes that embrace this side of ourselves.
Why creative water bill? Why isn't it just the creative bill? Why is it creative water bill?
Well, because in real life I had a leak in my sprinkler line and my water bill was really high.
Okay.
I think Kumail is a business manager, so he's just getting the one big bill.
Oh,
it's
right.
Not like paying each individual utility anymore.
Right, that makes sense.
I like, you to know, be friends really with all each accountant. One of my utility bills.
Yeah.
I don't like them to be this stranger, this like foreign stranger to me.
He's not foreign.
They could do anything. You don't need it.
He's in Reseda.
So we've been writing these scenes, these little scenelets.
Just that flitter into our imagination, and we sprinkle them down on paper, and then we go, oh, that's pretty good. So we wanted to bring them to life a little bit here for you. And as Hayes said, there's some other podcasts and radio shows that are emerging that embrace the idea of sex, but don't actually perform it. And do,
that's why this is special for a live show. We're going to have sex.
There'll be live sex acts on stage. You know, we're all adults here. And,
wait. I don't, what?
Yes, we have.
You guys are gonna have sex.
Protection.
You guys are gonna have sex on stage.
I'm gonna read the stage directions.
Yeah.
Wait, hold
Hayes
on.
Hayes is in more hold of on. A sort of director
hold,
mode.
Okay, yeah. Hold on.
He's just got that eye.
Dude, this was not part of. So, okay, so you're just going to, like, masturbate or something on stage?
Well, let's see what the script says and where it takes us, because...
I don't know,
it wouldn't it be so weird to be like, here's exactly what we're going to do, and then
we're about to read a scene, and here's what will happen in the scene. It's like, come on,
no,
man.
We're
not going to fuck.
If I go to your movie, are you standing outside the movie just being like, when you go in, you're going to see this scene, that scene?
No, but I'm not
go
also...
to this scene. Come back in July when we open again.
No, but I'm also not, like, forcing people to have sex with me.
No, I'm
ever.
Not. No, and, yeah, and, okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna, I'll read it, but I'm not gonna perform.
And we'll see.
See,
we'll
this is fine, not, because, wait. Is
I'm not gonna do
is
it.
Good.
Because
this is
once
good.
He gets into it.
Yes. No, I promise you, I'm
that
not.
Once he reads
good.
A couple lines.
That can actually
I
this
have
is
not
feeling
how
that
it
he
works.
That his tune
that's
will change
good.
A little bit.
It's gonna be more
it's
exciting
not
for the audience. Because it's, we promise, an X-rated show.
Yes. And right now they're thinking like, oh, are they not actually going to do it? And then he starts reading
not...
the script. And then we actually do it even more than they thought were going to do.
And he's loving it the most of all.
Yes.
And he's it's craving not... the nastiness. And I'm pointing at Kumail.
Stop it. I'm not going to. I'll read the thing, but I'm
perfect.
Not gonna...
Okay, great. Let's get our scripts out.
Mm-hmm, let's do it.
And we're reading them.
Crinkle.
I'll move over here. I'll move over here so you guys can have the space to kind of like work around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see your highlights?
Yeah.
It's highlighted for
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very professional.
Interior. The Space Needle. Sean's looking out, does a big sniff.
Cold today. Would that I had someone to share this delicious coffee with. Here in Seattle, the Pacific Northwest.
The lights go out. The Space Needle is closed for the evening.
Oh, rats, I'm locked inside. Guess I'll wait till morning here alone, lonesome.
The night waiter arrives. He's here to serve people who sometimes get locked into the space needle.
Hello, sir. Coffee or tea?
Oh, nice arms.
Sean surreptitiously throws out the coffee that he is already drinking.
I'd love a coffee. I haven't had any all day.
All right, I'll bring you a coffee. Do you like it black? Or with chicken milk in it?
No.
It's an either or. And the answer is no. You don't want coffee?
Okay. What was the first one again?
Black.
And give me the second?
Chicken milk.
And the first one more time?
Black.
Surprise me.
Sean gets a phone call.
All right.
I'm so sorry. I have to take this.
Go ahead.
It's my doctor's best friend. You got the Sean man. What's crack-a-lackin', muchacho?
That's highlighted, Camille. Sorry, was that not highlighted?
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Sean. You're supposed to be over. Where
are you? You're breaking up. I can't hear anything.
You're supposed to be over at my place, right?
Where are you? Are you in an elevator or something?
Right. But important. Bob. It just said B and then four A's. I don't know how you say that.
Yeah.
Is that ba?
That's your... You can interpret that however you... I don't do line readings. So don't... You
know. We never
I know
give
some
a
of you
read.
Guys don't like that.
We All don't right. give a read, yeah.
Yeah.
Ba.
Okay. That was my doctor's best friend. It sounded like he's in trouble or something and maybe has a sheep with him.
All right, sir, I'll go get your coffee. I'll be about 45 minutes.
Okay.
The space needle stops turning, which I believe it does. And the force of it throws both of them off their feet and they fall separately.
Oh.
To the ground.
Ah.
It stopped turning.
Yeah, and pretty knocked me over pretty good.
Yeah, you'd think I'd be used to it by now. I'm here every night.
Oh.
Usually.
Even the weekend, like every night. What's your
it
schedule?
It is the weekend.
What's your work schedule? No.
Well, it is a weekend. It's Saturday night, so.
It is, okay.
I'm here more. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I get Tuesdays and Thursdays off.
Okay, cool.
I don't know why
Tuesdays.
You want to know this.
All right.
I'm here right now. So.
And so am I. Nice legs.
You too.
Oh, you didn't have to say that. You mean it?
These are the best legs I've ever seen. And
oh
I've seen
God.
A lot of night legs.
Oh, these old spindly old neverminds. You must be talking about somebody else. I feel like I'm just a sack of flour with two chopsticks coming out of it half the time. I didn't really think my legs were nothing special, but hearing you say that, man, that's got me juiced up something ferocious. And I'm basically about to really get involved in some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
The lights go on again, and the space needle resumes turning. And
all right, well, it's the morning. I'm off shift. See you later.
Okay, never mind. Okay, bye. See you later. Okay, so that scene... That scene sort of whet everyone's appetite, huh?
Yeah.
There was no sex in that scene, you guys.
It was supposed to. I was going to give you the sex page, which was sort of right after that, if it was sort of moving in that direction.
If we felt it, yeah.
I think part of your performance, I think, was not really. It was like not something that would turn on Sean necessarily.
That's okay.
We know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, that's totally fine. I'm totally okay not getting to the sex.
Something about the desperation of it.
Yeah.
From my side?
Yes. Yeah. It was a little sweaty.
You wanted it so bad.
No.
It was uncomfortable for me where I'm going like, well, this is kind of pathetic. Like,
you guys.
Because I know, because I've read the rest of the movie, it's just a fling. And it seemed like you needed it to be like really a long-term thing for you.
Yeah. Well, I kind of fill a character, you know. I really. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were hoping I'd fill a character, you know what I mean?
All right. Well,
should we try another one that is maybe gonna cool you down just enough?
Yeah, maybe a scene.
So I was too hot?
Yes.
Maybe a scene, and with bearing in mind that it's just a movie, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Just give me the fucking scene. I'll do it.
He's used to, you know what?
I'm doing you guys a favor by reading these scenes. I don't need to be critiqued so harshly.
He's used to working with his wife a lot, so I think he like gets in a place where like natural horniness of just like acting this
like
stuff
that's
out.
Part of work for him.
I think it is. He associates work.
That's
that.
Interesting. That's yeah. interesting to think about.
So I think you have sort of become,
I don't just work
I think
with
you
my
have
wife,
become but... his wife.
Oh, wow. That's interesting to be true about someone.
I don't just work with my wife.
So maybe we read one that's a little more casual, less like intimate, you know, just mm-hmm. where yeah. no feelings.
Let's take it easy.
Okay. Right. Go to the third one.
Throw it away
you.
More.
Skip all the right. second one. Go to the third
second one. Second one, too intense. Let's yeah. do the third one.
Interior. Adult math school. That all the adults are there to learn math. The teacher is at the top of the room. The
Can I tell you, can I give you a note on the script? Already? Is that okay? I have two notes.
Okay.
One.
It's locked, but sure.
All right, never mind. Keep going.
No. Let's hear them.
Okay. You should set it in a place that, first of all, your first location shouldn't be like a big buy for the audience. Like, they shouldn't have to, like, buy that a place exists. Like, there's no such place as adult math school, so that's tough.
But shouldn't there be, Kumail? Yeah.
Don't you feel that way? And if there was, don't you think it would naturally lend itself to some romance?
The other... No, I don't think there should be adult math school. And no, I don't think it would lead to any romance. And the other thing is, you said, your first line was, all the adults are there to learn math.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a little steamed up, I saw, at that stage direction.
You can't really say what people are there for. You could just say a bunch of adults are there. That's just sort of a inside screenwriting
but
tip.
But to do something. What? You
let the audience...
I'm sitting here reading this. I'm like, what? Is it sitting school?
We had it that way.
No,
we had
we
it that
did.
Way.
I forgot okay. that. Yes, yeah. we did okay. have it that
and
way.
And we did it, and we were very confused by our own script.
It said interior adult math school. Adults are there. What do you think they could be there for?
Well, fortunately, we decided and wrote it down. Yeah. They're there to learn math. But they could have been, you know, playing floor hockey or something.
Why would they be playing floor hockey?
Because it's gym class period.
Adult. Why is there gym class period at adult math school?
Well, it's a school, Kumail.
No, but...
That's part of school.
But this
they
is
don't get
a...
to blow off steam
and so
ever.
Take it up and take it up with the state, Kumail. They have all these rules now. It's Michelle Obama, honestly. I mean, I didn't want to get into this, but she's having these kids eat carrots or whatever and do floor hockey and now even adult math school.
Yeah. It's trickled up.
All right. Keep going.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, those are my notes. Take them or not.
The teacher's at the top, I mean, the front of the room.
It's written as top.
You have
the
script.
The front of the room. Just say at the front of the room. Fix that.
We don't. We use dictate. We like to pace and dictate.
Yeah, it seems like.
And it doesn't go. It doesn't go back. Then. All right, you know how writing works.
No, I do. It doesn't work like this.
The teacher is ready to talk.
Here I go.
The teacher writes on the board, 40 plus 19.
First to sentence coming now. I'm going to say it. Damn, these drat old damn number shapes are so tough to draw. My wrist is friggin' killing me.
Wait, but the teacher writes on the board 40 plus 19. And the student, point to the student has to say what it is.
Hey, you have any idea what it is? Student.
40 plus 19.
40 plus 19.
19.
You have to say
Think
it.
Think about it. And you have to say it. And you promise.
You have to.
It's
highlighted.
Okay, I'm going to break out for a second.
You have to say it.
It says here. Okay, all right. 40 plus 19 is 69.
Oh, that's a typo. That's supposed to be 59.
It's supposed to be 50.
It's supposed to be like the sexy.
It says, right, that's what I was going to say. Because my problem with it is, this is me not in the script. My problem with it is, how does this guy know the math correctly if it's supposed to be, if he knows 59?
The move?
Me and my boys call it the happy meal.
Ultimately, so, not to read ahead, but ultimately,
no, why?
Like, all right, don't tell me. Why? Why is it called a happy meal? Why? Why is it called a happy meal?
Oh, come on, man. Why you gotta put me and my boys on the spot like that?
All right.
Because everybody gets chow down.
Okay, so it's. Because everybody gets what?
Because everybody gets chow down. Everybody...
What?
Everybody chows down.
Everybody chows down.
It's happy meal, everybody gets to chow down.
It's called a happy meal because everybody gets to chow down. All right, so it should read 59?
It should be 59 because ultimately the characters are going to do a 59.
What?
Okay. They're 59-ing each other.
I don't... What is a 59?
Oh. Some people like to call it a happy meal.
Um... 40 plus 19 equals 59.
Well, that's a good student.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm at this adult math school.
Well, you ever think maybe the math school is just doing a good job?
Nice legs.
Oh, gosh, are you just saying that? I'm really self-conscious about them. Sometimes I feel like a friggin' lollipop with two sticks. I just got these spindly old friggin' dangly ribbons coming off me.
I bet they're flexible.
Well, they probably look that way, but they're really not.
Like,
but it's nice of you to say that about my legs.
Not?
How not flexible?
How not?
Well, I busted one of them pretty good trying to do a bend the other day.
The other students start to whisper, 59. 59. So now we should probably, I think we are in a place where I could give you the sex page.
Yeah. And it seems like we're getting pretty close to it. And there's a little more, I mean, I have a couple more things to say about my legs.
No, I know, but that's at the top of the next page. So why don't we, I'll give you this page and now you guys can get into it. And there's a thing for me at the end, I'll kind of jump in once you guys have really gotten going. The principal.
Okay. I can't believe you're going to say all this stuff.
Yeah. Well,
this is a very long speech you had.
About.
I mean, it's 3 pages long. And a lot of it's in Italian. And there's a lot of very complicated math equations in here. And you explain particle physics?
No, I know. It's good. It's a good script.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Read.
Oh,
I have a line. Go.
Ciao. Diesel.
Get it? Because everybody gets a chow down.
I can't.
different
chow. That was Sean's. That wasn't mine. That was Sean's.
I can't stop thinking about, you know, you giving that nice compliment to my legs when I feel like it just looks like two Boy Scouts tried to roast the same giant marshmallow. Looks like the friggin' cotton candy guy screwed up and had to do some triage with a second cotton candy thing. I mean, that's really what I look like to myself.
It's a lot of desserts with two things coming out.
Anyways, all these algorithms, friggin' hypotenuse, all of the angles and the particle physics. I mean, the ions are like. Are you kidding me with this?
And the shaft.
I have a note. Ion.
This is the most important part.
Sorry.
Oh.
The shaft is sneaking its way out as he talks. Now give your note.
No. Keep going. Now we're into the.
Uh-oh. Looks like a third Boy Scout got in on the action. What am I going to do about this?
Sir, I could see your...
Say it.
Third Boy Scouts.
Okay, and then... And we'll really do it.
This felt like you skipped a bunch of steps. If this is really how the scene goes?
Well, that all that math stuff, the Italian and all that, is in the parenthetical. So that's like how he is reading the line. Okay. I don't know, I don't know how you like get your scripts and like how you guys format on Silicon, but if it's in the parenthetical, that's just the mood that he is projecting, okay. and that's
mm-hmm. All right. Let's do what, physics.
And then what's really. We'll both really do it.
Do what?
And suck and fucking
do.
We'll really have real sex.
Sir, you're my teacher.
It's not going to be the first time I've ever done it, so it doesn't even.
No, I don't remember doing it before with you. Right. I don't want to do it with you.
No, not just with you. Just like with anyone. Like I've
sir,
done it
I'm a minor.
But you're in adult math school.
Yeah, I know. I lied.
Oh, that's supposed to be with an E.
Yeah,
that's another typo.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and it says parenthetical covered in soot.
And so that's why the next line, that'll help, is that's why that makes sense.
Yeah, that'll help.
I'm very comfortable in dark places.
And that's making me think a part of my body. So let's, you know, let's the both of us just, we'll get to it. Or actually, there's more math to do, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found more.
Okay.
Oh, no. oh, this is going to take all class and you'll never really be able to get it on like I know how to do.
This is not part, it's time to do it.
I'm feeling it.
The next is there's no more dialogue. It's just descriptions.
Oh,
of things.
I got different pages. Maybe I have a more latest draft.
And it says here that I separate the lollipop sticks.
Oh yeah. That sounds very good, but it says on mine that I get too shy to even have that much pleasure.
But it says
it's part of the character, and it's I don't know why we wrote it that way because I would like that, but.
But it says it's the first time you orgasm. It's in this scene right now.
Well, but the math stuff I feel like we need to do, or why?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Okay.
Okay.
So that was.
And I can't remember what we were even doing before.
Right.
Oh, geez. Look at the time.
For real? If you guys need to do that again, you can. Go for it.
The sex? Okay. See, and this is what I said. I told you that eventually he was going to
work his way into it. He's like
gonna get,
begging for
he's
it.
He's going to get so horned up that he's going to say, let's...
I feel like you're the one last time who blinked.
That's not how I remember it. I remember I'm juiced up, I'm on fire, I'm ready to go.
And then you find more math.
I'm about to blast. Yeah, well...
Blast?
As part of the story.
You're about to blast? What what is blast? Is that like coming?
Oh, well, it can be.
We don't like to keep it as like, be so strict about it.
Yeah, there's not so many rules.
A lot of people blast differently. It's a spectrum. It's fluid, literally.
But I remember being not scared and very brave about it all. And pretty, my legs were looking very good, if I do recall. And I wonder if everyone who was here will tell everyone that maybe they saw some pretty good sex on stage. And maybe Kevin can plug in some of the noises later that we talked about.
Okay.
What?
So if everyone, hypothetically...
And it just spitballing.
If we were still in a shyness situation, if everyone here...
And it's maybe it's Kumail who's shy.
I'm not shy. You're the
Kumail,
one who...
Which is so weird because he was so horned up.
First of all, I wasn't horned up either, so I don't know what stance to take. Because I wasn't horned up, but I also didn't stop reading the script.
Yeah, I know. A different draft. And that's revision mode. That'll catch you.
So maybe something, if some people who were here, so it won't make into the real episode, but if some people who were here could say, oh, I saw some, these guys had sex.
Yeah, they did it on stage. X-rated, very good sex. And one guy really definitely knew how to do it. And it seemed like he'd done it before. And if they say that, that would be great. Because nobody's going to fucking hear this thing anyway. Because on Stitcher Premium, I have the best job in the world.
A few things, so they get their story straight. Is there any like specific things that they should say?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's your style?
Oh,
what's your vibe?
Warrior
and
poet.
And Camille, for you too, this could be... Oh, sorry, say again.
Warrior poet? Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Sort of a sensitive, thoughtful berserker.
That's your style.
That's one of them.
What other styles do you have?
Praying mantis.
That's a kung fu thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And but in his version, it's getting eaten afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I call that one the happy meal.
And you could say, Duke, this could be like really good promotion for your movie. If people no, are like, I want to go see this yeah. guy's movie because I heard this guy got on stage at a podcast performance and he fucked the other
yeah, host. I don't want to spread the falsehood that I fucked or got fucked on stage.
What's your style?
I don't want to talk about it. It's not...
Okay.
He gave you
a power grill.
Mail, he just told you that he is a thoughtful berserker and he gets eaten afterwards. Like a praying mantis. Because if you read a science book, that is what happens.
I guess mine is Philosopher King. I come up with a lot of ideas and my dad died.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.